Coach, your thoughts on your team's effort tonight?
Yeah, I mean, what a performance. We defended corners, set pieces, just through the run of play. And, you know, the first half was difficult. We were under it, couldn't get out really. And I thought the second half was far better. But they're a really good side who is very good in their system and what they do. And I said to the guys, the way they defended and just their ability to do it as a group is remarkable, right? What those guys, I think we defended 26 corners tonight. That's unbelievable against, again, a top team in the country. So our guys are pumped. And listen, our goal is a really good finish. We had a couple breaks and, you know, we found the back of the net. And so you get to leave really excited, but we're still humbled because we know how hard we had to defend and what it took as a team to have a collective effort tonight to find it at 1-0.
Well, can you delve deeper into that? Because certainly the past few years, not necessarily last year, but the past few years, set pieces, defending against that has been Achilles heel. And to do so well against a top 10 team and to shut them out, especially at home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the last time I was a coach, and I'd have to really think about it as a player to go back and just to be in a game where you defended 26 corners and you didn't give anything away. And so our group's just mindset, you know, from preseason when we've come in and, you know, we've said we're taking this one day at a time and looking forward and not looking behind, but we also know what has taken place, as you've said. And so I think that's a massive win for us tonight, not just the win, but how it came to just the process to get there. And yeah, you're right, to defend a team who's big, who's strong, and we met the challenge. We met the challenge tonight.
And then you mentioned it was a great finish by Ryan, but can you just talk more about his effort to get through this big back line and had a really open look?
Yeah, it's you know, Ryan had a good chance the other night at Albany and didn't finish it. And so I said to him after the game, I'm glad you saved your chance to finish tonight. And you know, he's slippery in tight spaces and has good feet, can go both ways, and you know, kind of found himself in a position where he was able to tuck it away. And so you know, as it opened up a little bit, because listen, they're expecting to find a goal and they think that they're on us, and which they were, and it leaves them a little open, and we found a really good counter, and Ryan found himself on the end of it, and it's a great finish, and we take our chance, and yeah, that's so I'm pumped for him.
And this is early in your career here at BU. What does this win do for you, the program, moving forward?
Yeah, it continues to give our group a really good belief in what we're doing. We're two games in. We go on the road on Thursday, get a draw, and we come on the road tonight and get a win against two really good sides. So it's early on in the season, but it's a process. And so I think for our guys, it shows that, yeah, preseason was long and it was worthwhile, and it's going to continue to be long and worthwhile. But, you know, two games, two you know, kind of game plans and preparation, a couple tweaks from games to game. But for the guys, for the program, yeah, this is a big win for us early in the season as we continue to be strong from a mentality perspective in looking at each game one day at a time. So, you know, our guys, they played, they worked their socks off. I'm pumped for them. So for everybody who's associated with the program, yeah, it's a top 10 team that we beat on the road. I get that. I have a lot of respect for Mark and his program, what they've done. But it's a good feeling coming, getting back on the bus, going home with a win.
All right, thanks. Congrats.
Thank you.
First, how exciting is it to be the top 10 team in New Hampshire?
I mean, it's so exciting for us. Second game of the season. Couldn't be more proud of the boys. Definitely put in a good shift in tonight, and really ecstatic about the win.
Tell me, what happened during that led up to the goal?
We were challenging first and second balls all game long. I think Diego won the first ball, and then I just followed up, picked it off the defender, and then just ran straight towards the goal and finished.
And when you get through the back line, you see that you almost have, I mean, just the goalie in front of you. How do you decide in that split second where to kick it?
I mean, I just saw there was space to the left side, and I was like, I'm going to just go for it. So super, super happy it went in.
And then what was the message at halftime? Certainly at UNH, they had maintained most of the possession in that first half, a lot of corner kicks. And y'all are the ones that end up scoring the goal.
Yeah. I think first half, like, there was a couple things, you know, we talked about. But I think it was positive, the fact that we were 0-0. We didn't concede any goals at half, you know, which was one of goal of ours to go into half, you know. 0-0. So from that perspective, it was really good. And then just coming out, and then in the second half, you know, doing the same. And then if we had the chance, you know, finish off that chance.
And then finally, obviously it's a big win, but it's also very early in the season. How do you as a team make sure you don't get too high right now, knowing that the season's just getting started?
Yeah, of course. I mean, tonight was a great win. I'm super proud of the boys. But at the same time, you know, there's still a long way to go. As you said, second game of the season, we still have a lot of work to do. So, I mean, we got to, you know, keep our heads down, keep working, and then hopefully the results will keep falling.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Scotty.
First, can you just talk about the excitement with the team after a big win like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it means so much to us. After having a few wins last year, none on the road, to beat the number 9 team in the country, regardless of their like previous results, is huge for us. I mean, to start the season off, we thought we played well at Albany, thought we could have done a little bit better at times, and then it showed just who we are as a team, just the grit and character that we showed tonight was massive. And like you said, it's just going to build momentum and help us, you know, push on, hopefully into Conference League, into Patriot League. Once that starts, we can bring that momentum with us.
Right, and certainly one of the Achilles heels for the program the past few years has been defending against set pieces. Mm-hmm. And tonight, to successfully defend against 18 corner kicks.
Yeah.
Like, first, what's going through your mind as the keeper every time UNH has those opportunities? And what does it say about the team to get the shutout?
Yeah, I mean, we spoke about it as a team. We know UNH is just a team that plays direct. They play straight. They're going to lump balls all day, corners, free kicks, even throw-ins as well. They put it all. So we decided as a team that, you know, we're going to be really sharp and not concede. As a goalkeeper, it's really just the mentality of I've got a certain amount of space that I've got to just claim, and it's mine for the taking. I just got to go out and get it. I feel like I did that successfully tonight, and thankfully, you know, the guys did as much as they could, and I did as much as we could, and it, you know, resulted in a clean sheet. So I could not be happier with how the guys performed and, you know, how I did. I will never be mad at myself for having a clean sheet.
Right, and then how do you keep this momentum going, but obviously not get too high because the season's mm-hmm. just getting started?
Yeah, I mean, it's the highs and lows of college soccer. We've got a game next Friday, so we just got to stay calm. We're going to have a nice recovery day off tomorrow, and then, you know, Monday is just you turn the page, and we play a St. Joe's at home on Friday, so it's really, you enjoy it. Obviously, of course, you go into the locker room, and guys are happy and screaming. It's a huge win for our program and for our team, but the reality of it is it's just one more game, so we've got another one of those next Friday, so... Just keeping things in perspective is a huge part of what we're trying to build here, and that's just beating number 9 UNH isn't what our season goal is. Our season goal is to win the Patriot League, so keeping that in perspective is something huge for us going forward.
Well, and then kind of following up on that, obviously you're the goalkeeper, mm-hmm. and the defense objective is to continue to get shutouts. Mm-hmm. So what do y'all need to do to continue to have success like tonight?
It, like you said, just exactly what we did tonight. A lot of communicating, a lot of having a game plan of what other teams are trying to do to us, which for UNH is, like you said, just direct balls. But really having a team aspect in terms of a clean sheet is not just the goalkeeper, it's not just the defenders, it's all the guys from, you know, the striker all the way down to the last center back and to myself. So just keeping it as a team, you know, not looking at one guy to lean on. Of course, there's going to be moments and times of a game where you lean on one guy, but sometimes it's me, sometimes it's a center back, but Just keeping a team effort throughout 90 minutes, you know, that's how clean sheets come, team effort.
Great. Well, thank you and congrats.
Thank you.